Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Sherry Keffer. How are you, Sherry?
I'm very well, and it's great to be with you today, Steve, as always.
Well, click that little echo chamber off there. And we have a special, very special guest today, and I think you're going to love this program. If any of you are in an emotionally destructive relationship. And her name is Leslie Vernick. Leslie is a counselor. Leslie is a social worker, and she has written a book. We've talked about it before, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship. And so many people have received hope and help and healing. And this, you know, the book, of course, doesn't do it all, but it's a great beginning to it all. And so, Leslie, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Steve, and hi, Sherry.
Hey,
good
Leslie.
To be with you.
It's great to have you on today.
Well, you know, there's this question that we have to start with here. And by the way, if you want to join us, especially if you're in one of these, it's 1-800-229-3000. And you know, when I think about this question that I'm going to ask you, it's kind of sad you even have to ask the question. That how do you know you're in one of these? And you'd think, you know, from the outside, everything is so negative. There's so much criticism, so much judgment and pain and agony going toward one person or even both. You'd think you wouldn't have to ask, how would you know? But that is the question. How do you know you're in an emotionally destructive relationship?
You know, I think the first sign is you feel it. You feel
yeah.
sick to your stomach.
Right.
Your
mm-hmm.
body is getting sicker and sicker. Your stomach aches. You're throwing up. You're anxious. You're depressed. You're feeling it in your body, emotionally, physically. That's a huge red flag that something's wrong in this relationship. And all relationships are sinful. All relationships have problems. All relationships have suffering. And so when we're looking for a destructive relationship, we're looking for a pattern of particular behaviors that even when you talk about them and you say, hey, I don't like what you did or this really hurt me, there's no repentance, there's no acknowledgement, there's no changing, there's maybe more denial and dismissiveness and demeaning of the person, but there's no change. And so this becomes a repetitive pattern over time, which really affects the well-being of the other person in the relationship.
Well, and so often it's so obvious that this person who is so destructive has all sorts of problems. Why aren't they able to see it? Why isn't the person who's causing the problem, why can't they see, wow, I'm a problem here. I've got to do something about me.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Why can't they see it? Yeah.
If we could figure that one out, Steve, we'd be millionaires.
Yeah, yeah. But it's true. They,
you know,
they see
Jesus
it. It's everybody else's
problem. Pharisees. Yeah, and he called them
true.
Blind.
That yeah,
they
right.
just couldn't see it. He'd even
right.
say really clearly, you are a brood of vipers, and
yeah.
they still couldn't or wouldn't see it. I think our defenses,
no.
Certain people's defenses are so strong that they're not able to see any darkness inside of them and to be able to own it and work on it.
You know, when I was a kid in school, we had this saying, if you would point your finger at somebody, they'd say, well, you've got three, four pointing back at you, right? And whenever we're in blame, when we're in a stance where we're blaming others, we do become blind to ourselves. We don't see what we're doing that's causing harm. And we end up disregarding that because we don't think it's our fault. We think it's the other person.
Yep. It's so common. It's a double bind. We'll talk about it. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this for more New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Leslie Vernick, she is our guest today, and she is a great author, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship. And at 1-800-229-3000, I'm going to go right to the phones, and then we'll talk more with Leslie as we deal with each person here. Catherine from Detroit, Michigan is calling. And she listens. Well, she's new. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to New Life. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I heard about this ministry through the movie I Can Only Imagine, and called the 1-800 Help For Me number. So I have a family member who is in a marriage where she has been emotionally and verbally abused, and she's seeking help. I'm trying to support her in that, but the situation is turning more physical. There's been threats of abuse. There's been throwing things and breaking things. The police were called at one point because she was so afraid for her safety. So that's kind of where she's at. So she's taking steps to protect herself. But my question is, how do I help educate family members and others who guilt trip her into feeling like she ought to stay for the kids' sake or because it's a Christian marriage and it's for better or for worse, et cetera, when she's really not safe physically or emotionally? So how do you help educate people?
Okay. Now, when you say stay for the kids' sake, I'm assuming that if she were to leave to protect herself, she'd be leaving with the children. She wouldn't leave them there. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's a big debate. I hear pastors all the time say, no, you must stay there. You have to take it. It's a tough one. So, Leslie, what do you say to someone who needs to get themselves safe, first of all, and to those who think, no, just stay, pray, God will change that heart over there. Just give it time.
Yeah, this is where we get into a debate on what's more important to God, the sanctity of marriage and keeping together a marriage at all costs, at any price, or the safety and the sanity of the individuals in that marriage. And I think that God shows through the Scripture that safety is an important value to Him. We see that even when baby Jesus was threatened by King Herod, God woke Joseph up in a dream and said, Joseph, take Jesus to safety. So He didn't say, hey, I value authority and submission to authority, so you just need to submit to King Herod and trust me for the results. He told David to get out, and the Bible tells us to prudence, see danger, and take refuge. But to answer your question about the educational resources, I have a whole separate website. It's leslievernick.com/counselors, And that education, that site has all kinds of education for pastors and counselors who are confused on this issue. It's all free. And they can just go there. You can go there, read articles, have short videos that will help you explain that to your pastor or a family member who has some of those objections.
Now, here's the other question in educating them. Let's move forward here and let's be honest. If you hear tomorrow that he hit her so hard she ended up in the hospital, or he hit her so hard that she died, are you going to be sure that you gave the right advice there? Because we can't predict what an unpredictable person is going to do. And I would just, to me, I think just asking them, now wait a second, let's just think this thing through here before you're totally convinced it's right, because this is continuing to get worse and worse and worse. Sherry, you have a comment here about this?
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, Steve. And there is a cycle of abuse that happens. And it looks like this. There is someone in the relationship who is trying to use power, shame, brute force, which in this case he's using, in order to weaken the other person. Mm-hmm. Because that person then feels more powerful. But the crazy thing is, though, is that they weaken their spouse, and then they don't respect them because they mock them for being weak.
There
they mock them for being helpless. And
so there's a lot of constant verbal abuse and things going on.
And so the family, to be honest, is actually colluding with him. That's what frightens me, is when the family joins his team, and the harm that's being caused, it only makes her feel more helpless. And that's the last thing she needs. She needs to feel empowered right now and supported. And you may be the only person she has, but you have a strong voice. And
I've been using it to try to help people see you cannot enable him to continue abusing her by telling her to stay.
Absolutely.
No, that's right. And here's the thing.
There's a real interesting book that talks about bullying. And one of the things it says really clearly is that the bystanders, like you, like us, we see this happening. When we say nothing, it actually empowers the bully or the abuser to continue. Because if we say nothing, they think we approve.
Yep. You're right. You're right, Leslie.
Would you confront that person directly? Or would that make it worse for the person in that situation, for the victim in that situation?
The right person confronting at the right time needs to happen, don't you think, Leslie?
Yes, as long as she's got safety in place. I wouldn't. So one of the most dangerous times for a woman to leave an abusive marriage, is when she's leaving. One of the most dangerous times is when she's leaving. So that stories in the news of, women who's left and have gotten a protection order being harmed. So we want to make sure she's got her safety plan in place and she is safe before any confrontation would happen.
Yeah, the right person at the right time, and the right time is when he can't reach her and, cause further trouble. But look, but like Sherry said, the person that's the abuser will yell and scream. I'm not drawn to your weakness, and yet the people that are around her are saying, well, don't leave. And that is a sign of strength. That's a sign that she does have strength. He beats her down emotionally, spiritually, sometimes physically, and then blames her for the problem because she's not appealing. And who would be after living with a bully, an emotional bully, or even a physical bully? I'm going to send you this book. I think that'll be a big part of the education here. And I hope that's a blessing to you and to the family and to her. And I'm glad you care about it.
Steve, can I mention one more thing? I want to also talk about the children. I had somebody recently show me a picture of a family where the wife was being abused. And when I looked at the kids' smiles in that picture, they were forced smiles, and I could see fear in their faces. So not only is she a victim, but those children are victim as well. So I want you to think about them and what's best for them as well in the long run. So
And I would really agree with that. I had a woman whose husband wasn't beating her, but there was a lot of verbal and emotional raging and abuse in the home. And she was a really godly homeschool mom, 5 kids. She took them all to the doctor for their yearly physical, and the doctor pulled her into the examining room by herself, and he said, "What's going on at home?" And she got scared. She thought, "Oh, my gosh, the kids are telling on what's happening at home." And she said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "All 5 of your children have high blood pressure. There's something wrong in your house."
Wow, Leslie. Huge.
And that is the unseen. That is what is so not obvious to the person who says, "Okay, come on, just hang in there. It'll be okay." I want to tell you, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, "Oh man, that's just not right," you know, I would just question, are you part of an abusive relationship? Because what we see is a blindness to the emotions and the feelings of others. And you think, "Yeah, but..." No, if you're blind to the emotions and the feelings of other people, if you, it's all about you and your pain and your struggle and all of that, you need to think about this issue of emotion. Are you the perpetrator? And then if you're the victim, we want you to have hope. We don't want you to be a victim. We want you to have some victory. And I believe that Leslie's book can help you with that. We have counselors that will help you in any way possible, but you'll have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. All right, let's go to Jonathan, Washington, D.C. WAVA is the station. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. What's going on in your life?
I know time is short here. I'm glad I'm able to come back to back with the previous caller. You guys are phenomenal, Steve. My growth in Christ would have never been where I am with you, Sherry, and welcome, Leslie. This is my first time calling.
Awesome.
When it's reversed, I don't hear much about this reverse. And
the woman abusing the man. Abusing the man. Yeah.
24-year marriage, 4 years of caring for her through cancer, breast cancer recently. My daughter, who is now 8 years old coming up very soon, has recently brought something that really disturbed me. She goes, "How do you love mommy so much and treat her so well when she treats you like 4 words that I don't want to repeat?"
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk. I'm at, only because I am not perfect. But I've never touched her. We're never near anywhere what you guys have gone through with a lot of your advice to a lot of people. I always felt I came from a single mother. We escaped a foreign country. So I have always thought a man can handle it. But I'm at a point where I've been accused of things that now I have to go to court to defend myself, that I'm just shocked because the system, I feel, is very backwards a lot of times. And I want to defend the few men who...
Yes.
Or in the game.
Yeah. Okay. What do you say, Leslie and Sherry? What do you say to him? It is the reverse, and it's so common, and we don't talk about it enough. What do you think?
I think that you're right, that women can, you know, the Bible tells us reckless words pierce like a sword, and, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if your wife is verbally battering you, it you know, we think, "Oh, I'm tough, I can take it." The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says it hurts. It hurts us,
mm-hmm.
and we ought to take measure to protect ourselves or get away from those kind of people, or at least speak up for ourselves and have some boundaries. The difference between a woman being abused, a man being abused, it certainly happens both ways. I think slightly different in the power, where Sherry talked about an issue of power.
Correct. Usually I understand
men
that 100%.
Have a lot more physical power as well as financial power.
Usually that's the case, but not always. Sometimes
not always,
we do hear of the woman actually physically, battering the man. But usually that's the way to share your thoughts on this.
Yeah, so Jonathan, just one quick thought. Has her anger, rage, verbal battering increased over the last 4 years with her cancer?
Absolutely. I could have called CPS.
I know. So
let me
share something with you. This is what I'm wondering. So anger is a secondary emotion. And underneath it is usually one of three things. It's hurt, fear, or sadness. Now, if you have found out that you have breast cancer, what do you think you would be feeling? And my sense is she would be feeling fear slash terror. So I think what might be happening with her, Jonathan, is that she is not processing her fear, her terror over her near-death situation with the breast cancer. And so she's acting out on you. It's kind of like when you kick the dog, wrongly project your anger. And I think that's what's happening. So I would suggest you ask her, is there something you're afraid of? And maybe even move her, ask her if she would go to some therapy with you and bring that up. Because I've had people who end up acting out on people when I start getting curious about what the anger is about. There's this huge bubble of hurt or fear or sadness in there that just needs to be addressed. And it's like it's got to let the pain out so you don't start hurting other people.
But you're not excusing her. You're saying here's your best hope to help her resolve it?
Offending, perpetrating anger and rage is never excusable. Yeah. But until we get underneath and understand mm-hmm. why someone is acting out, they don't get better. And yeah. so we can make that perpetrator wrong and bad, and we can say what they're doing is wrong and bad, but that perpetrator needs help. They need treatment, and they need to get into that wound and clean it out.
All right, we'll be back. 1-800-229-3000.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we are back. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. And you can call us 1-800-229-3000. You can get this book. I mean, it can really help you endure. And it's not just for a woman enduring emotionally abusive relationship. It's for men, too. I've been in this kind of relationship. It's painful for a man. It's embarrassing for a man. You'd think you could figure it out, and you'd think you could just, you know, make it all work. But as Leslie said, some people, they're just really totally, absolutely, 100% blind to the reality here. Now, Leslie, is there anything that has the greatest potential to get the blind person to see that they might have a problem? What would you say? And then I'll go to you, Sherry. greatest help in getting them maybe to open their eyes to they just might have a bit of a problem? Anything?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I've seen over the years in my work with this kind of population is consequences. So, and this is the fault sometimes of the church where we're saying, hey, let's just keep giving grace, let's keep giving grace, stay no matter what. Then the person doesn't have the opportunity to wake up and see the damage they're doing because we're covering over the damage with all this grace. And
yeah.
So when we say, hey, I won't live like this anymore, hey, what you're doing is illegal, I'm calling the police, you're going to have to have the consequences of breaking the law by hitting me or not being able to see the children or having a protection from abuse order, or I'm just going to live separately from you until you look at the way that you talk to us and live with us. I can't do this anymore. That's what the woman whose husband was raging in the house and all the kids had high blood pressure that day. She decided, I have to move my kids into a peaceful environment. They can't be raised in an environment where their blood pressure is sky high. This is dangerous for them. And that's what
yeah.
she did, and that began the process of the opportunity for him to wake up and say, wow, it's going to cost me if I don't wake up to this and change. I'm going to lose everything. Or it's all her fault, and she's wrong, and I'm still not going to wake up. And we don't know which way it's going to go, but that's the usual thing that brings most people the best opportunity.
And we're really encouraging people not to make a rash move in the heat of the moment there, or you know, when there is an opportunity for retribution or something. You've really got to think this through and have all the plans in order. Right?
And I wanted to say one thing in light of Jonathan's call as well. You know, having somebody go through cancer might make Jonathan feel like he needs to somehow be the punching bag. And that's never right. So boundaries.
No.
I mean, here a child had to come up to him and say, Dad, something's terribly wrong. And so we've got to keep our head in the truth to say it's never right. Offending is never right. It's always harmful. And boundaries and consequences are what seem to wake people up.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's talk with Candace, Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi, Candace. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, thank you.
Sure. What's going on?
I wanted to know how to deal with a passive-aggressive, emotionally abusive person, because it's not, you know, blunt. There isn't any cussing. There isn't any specifically harsh words, but it's a lot of actions, like not allowing discussions, walking away, not allowing any mm-hmm. kind of fighting, poking fun, criticism, stuff like that, blaming, lots of blaming. You know, it's that manipulation, but it's kind of, to an average person, under the radar because it's passive-aggressive.
I don't know that it's so passive though in what you're saying. You know, it's that's pretty
so
aggressive.
It's obvious
you know.
To like people.
Yeah.
Like my parents have seen it. And
okay.
after almost 18 years, I've like emotionally shut down like completely, and I'm resolved to stay because you know there hasn't been any fornication or adultery. And but we're like complete strangers in the house. So we have four mm-hmm. children, so I'm not necessarily worried about a bad environment for them. We've probably gotten in a fight maybe four or five times in our entire marriage. But it's that disconnected, we don't touch. When we first got married, the first 5 years, he would literally shove me away from trying to kiss him. Or let go of my hand when I tried to hold his hand. He would tell me to stay in my own space. I was very talkative, so he would tell me, don't you ever shut up. Don't you know how to be quiet?
Okay, I think we get the picture here.
Separating himself from me.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think? I will start with you, Leslie.
Yeah, I don't think this is passive aggressive.
Not
I do think
all.
It's covert aggression. So mm-hmm. covert aggression is more hidden or more subtle. It's still
yeah.
aggressive. And so it sounds to me, I don't know if you've done this yet or not, but it sounds to me that you've never had a discussion with him about, hey, this how you feeling here in this marriage, because I'm feeling pretty empty, and this isn't okay with me long term. So I'm not okay, because oftentimes a woman keeps
over-functioning and trying to be the good wife with never speaking up about saying, this isn't okay. This isn't okay that you treat me this way. This isn't okay that this is where we're at. And is there any willingness on your part to make those changes? And if not,
or even,
what do you do?
Yeah, even just the question, do you ever think about what you say to me? Do you ever think about how I might feel when you say these things, when you do these things? Have you ever stopped long enough to think about how it's making me? Because I got to tell you, it's killing me. It's it's destroying me. I'm not happy here. I know you're not happy. You think it's I'm the source. But is it really? We need to work on this. We got to work together.
And
we'll
does
take
it
a
matter
break.
To him? That
does
not
it matter?
That's the
yeah, probably does not at this stage.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm going to send a copy of The Emotionally Destructive Relationship to Candace. I hope that that's going to be a blessing to her. A lot of different opinions about this. Our goal is that a person might come to grips with the consequences of their behavior and might make a change. And sometimes, you know, you've got to make a bold move for them to ever see what they're doing. Let's go to Bob from Conway, Arkansas, listens on Sirius XM. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Great. I'm so glad you guys were able to take my call. I was listening to the caller earlier who was betwixt and between about what to do about staying in an abusive relationship and where the children might be at risk. I felt like you guys gave some great advice. I've been in law enforcement for 20 years. I'm no longer, though. I'm a hospice chaplain. But when I was in law enforcement, that's all I dealt with, children and family and the investigations of child abuse. And what I wanted to share the comment I wanted to make was, it's difficult for the protecting parent to know exactly what to do, but to save the marriage and stay or take the children and leave and keep them safe. I'm saying, and I say this with conviction, always make sure your children are safe.
Yeah.
When a person is struggling, that's the key. Make sure the children are safe.
Mm-hmm.
again, biblically, you were absolutely right on target. You know, Jesus says, suffer the little children, forbid them not to come unto me. Children are special to Christ. To keep them safe is number one. Consequences for a parent who won't protect their children could mean being arrested or going into the children going into foster care. If a parent won't protect their children, they run the risk of their children being removed and placed in foster care, or their parent being arrested for failure to protect, maybe even some kind of law that says, you know, you've put the children in danger, endangering the welfare of a minor. So, you know, I'm a Christian. I was a Christian pastor for many years, but I would have absolutely no hesitation to advise a protecting parent to make sure the children are safe, whatever it takes. I know I've been rambling here for a little bit, but just wanted to, for people to understand that protecting the children comes first. Counseling can come later, but everything can come at a later date.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And, you know, Matthew 18:10 says, their angels are in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Nothing goes unnoticed by God. And I just think that's a great perspective. Hey, if you don't act and something happens, you may be the one that is also charged. Or they just can't, the state says, I can't trust either of these people. He's the abuser. She's not protecting them, keeping them safe. We've got to remove these kids. That's an important, important thing. All right, let's go to Michelle from Ontario, Canada, listening on Sirius XM. Hi, Michelle. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So I've been married for 20 years and legally separated for 2 years. I have 3 children. My ex-husband, I guess, was physically and emotionally abusive. He's still very much the same, but like there's been no changes. I feel that I'm still being pulled back to him by allowing him too much freedom in my life, and I'm not sure how to detach myself from him.
What really pulls you back to him? Is he telling you that it's up to you to get back with him, or is somebody else pressuring you? What is that?
I guess is maybe I've been with him since I was 15. So I've been with him for a very long time, and he's kind of all that I know. And also because he doesn't let go, he keeps telling me that he loves me and he wants the family and he wants to make it work. But he still continues to be very emotionally abusive. He still continues to lie.
Well, why don't you say when he says, I love you, then why isn't your response, oh, honey, if you love me, you'd get help.
If you love me, that.
Okay. So then let me know when you get help, and then we'll continue to talk. You don't want to be in conversations about his love for you.
Right.
He's a manipulator.
Something that often happens to women. So this might be what's happening with you, Michelle, is that there's a trauma bond that, you know, when you go through a lot of trauma with someone, and sometimes there's a good trauma bond, like when people are in a, you know, foxhole together in war, there's a trauma bond, or a hurricane together, there's a trauma bond. But even in domestic violence situations, there's a trauma bond, and that you become somewhat addicted to the cycle of his charm when he's, you know, telling you how much he loves you and how much he needs you and how much he wants you back and how much he wants us to work and how hard he's praying and all those kind of things, which is part of the abuse cycle. It's the honeymoon phase of the abuse cycle. It doesn't mean he's changing, but he's trying to pull you back into the destructive dance that the two of you dance. And so it's going to be really important for you to understand that, hey, yeah, I was an immature person when I married him. I was only 15 years old. And maybe God wants me at this point in my life to learn how to stand on my own 2 feet as an adult woman, and for me to be that woman of strength and dignity who can smile at the future unafraid. And so what work do I need to do right now so that I don't fall back into that pattern?
Right. And that's what I'm afraid of,
because it took,
yeah.
it took a lot.
I would encourage you to do
to
the work
him.
In the book, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship. I have a whole section on healing from this and working, you know, helping yourself do that. So I think that would be really helpful for you.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to send you this book. And, you know, we've got counselors that can help you. And the only way that we are able to help is our supporters and the people that help us stay on the air. And Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio to help us understand that need. Larry, welcome. How could people help us?
Well, the biggest way, I think, long term, that would keep us from having to spend a lot of airtime would be to join Club New Life. We need individual gifts. If you can't join the club, please make an individual gift. And I'm looking for a lot of first-time givers. We're hoping to get a lot of people to make a gift who've never given before but listened for years. But the we're a little bit behind. We have a target of 6 Club New Life signups a day. And we've been you folks have been doing that for us, and thank you. But this week it's a little bit behind, so I'm hoping we could ramp it up a little here between now and Friday. And if you could call and join Club New Life, you'll get the book, the Thank You series, Living and Understanding Someone With, and all those different topics that we have, 8 books. And then we have a video library. So if you've been listening, you know all about this, but I want to remind you, if you're a Club New Life member, on Friday we're going to put up 5 videos that Dave Stoop did, and they're about the 12 steps. 2 of those are about the history of the 12 steps, how it's Christian in its roots, how the founders saw it as evangelistic, and you know whether or not your group is that way or not now, it's still a valuable thing to work those 12 steps however you can, whatever group you can. And then he's going to do the first 3 steps. And over the
but
next,
even...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to mention, and even though this is so powerful for 12-step folks, I mean, people listening today, we've got videos on emotionally destructive relationships.
Yes.
And what to do. I mean, that's there, and the way you get access is become a Club New Life member at $30 a month. Just that simple.
And today after radio, Sherry's going to record some more videos for
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So please help us.
And you know what's interesting, Larry? It comes full circle. The first caller said, I heard about you guys after seeing the movie I Can Only Imagine. Mm. Well, we got to be the 800 number on that.
Yeah.
So think about this. If she hadn't known that we were here, if y'all hadn't been supporting us to keep us on live radio, mm-hmm. she would not have called in, her
no,
sister.
That's right.
And then the police officer wouldn't have called in. And then we wouldn't have had this dialogue. So... You're changing lives by investing in this ministry financially. It's yeah. being on the air brings help yeah, into homes.
It sure does. So thank
it
you.
It really does. Yeah.
If you want to see a sample of those videos, if you're not Club New Life, go to newlife.com, click on Heard It on the Radio, and there are 3 sample videos, 3 actual videos that we've done, just to give you a flavor of what they are.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Oh, we want to help you. We want to help others. And really, when you give, you're transforming other people's lives. But I think you'll be surprised at how it transforms your life when you become a part of the giving family. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back with more of Leslie Vernick and her book, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship. If you're in one, we've been there. We understand it. We feel sorry about it. You're going to have to do some things to change it. It's all right here in that book. We'll be back after this.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. By the way, Leslie's got a there's a seminar that she's doing. It's October 12th, 13th, Lincoln, Nebraska. Sherry's going to be speaking there. Leslie, what is the title of that workshop?
It's called the Conquer Conference, Be Brave, Grow Strong. It's just for women, to just help women understand how to be healthy, strong women who can do battle in their life and do it in a godly way.
Okay, and the website is, what is your website?
They can just go to www.leslievernick, which is L-E-S-L-I-E-V as in Victor, E-R-N-I-C-K, / Conquer Conference.
Okay, all right. That's going to be an amazing time. Nicole Nordeman also speaking there.
Yes,
and
Nicole
others.
Nordeman is an award-winning singer. She's going to be doing a concert for us. So it's Friday night and all day Saturday, and it's going to be an amazing conference.
All right. Lisa, Tempe, Arizona. I'm so sorry. This is our final caller. I wish I could have gotten everybody else. Call us again, please. Don't give up. Lisa, and then 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help right now. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hi. I'm okay, thank you.
Tell us what's going on.
So last night I had a conversation with my husband, and we've been together for 14 years. Mm-hmm. 90% of the time we're very loving and affectionate, and we have good communication. But there's those times when we have arguments, and if there are big topics, then if I become afraid or angry, I say very hurtful things, mm-hmm. and then the next day or the same day, I will feel awful, and I will carry that for many days. Mm-hmm. Well, he shared with me yesterday that he feels he's at a point where he can't take anymore, and he doesn't know why I do that. He claims to, he tells me that I don't know how to love, and mm-hmm. I don't know if that's right on or not. I know that I've gone through a lot of things as a child and in my past, and so I just want to reach out, and I want to know, why do I do that, and how can I stop?
Okay. Leslie, what do you think?
You know, that is, here's a really wonderful, wonderful example of you not being blind. Your husband saying, hey, this is hurting me, and you're not denying it. You're not avoiding it. You're saying, wow, I don't know why I do it, but yeah, I do it. And so this is your wake-up call. God has put it in your life right now to say, this is my work to do, to figure out not only why I'm doing this, but how to stop it. And one of the things that happens sometimes is we don't know how to handle those feelings, those strong feelings of anger or hurt. We don't know how to manage them in a healthy adult way. And so they just take over. And they, you know, run our life, whether it's lust with pornography or whether it's anger and we act verbally or physically abusive. We just let those emotions get the best of us. But the fact that you're saying, I regret that, I feel bad about that, is saying that you have a bigger part of you, a healthier part of you that's reflective and saying, that's not who I am. I don't even like that I acted that way. So now I have to learn how to manage those emotions so they don't get the best of me anymore, because they're going to ruin my relationships and my life if I don't get a hold of this.
Yeah, and it's really true. Someone else would walk away from that thinking, wow, he sure was insensitive or unkind or whatever, but you're walking away actually feeling the impact that you've had on him. Sherry, any thoughts here?
Yeah, I just know, I'm sure Jonathan is listening to you right now, Lisa. Jonathan is the one that had the wife that has also been lashing out in anger. And you know what? You just encouraged his heart. Mm-hmm. Because he is on the other end. Your husband was brave to just say, hey, I can't do this anymore. And that's just what Jonathan needs to do. But thank you for being so honest, so vulnerable with us. And go get those wounds. Go get those triggers. Go get those places where you feel trapped and scared, and go deep. Stay online and we'll hook you into one of our counselors that can help you heal.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I'm really, really glad that you called. And hold on, we'll get this book to you also. Leslie, final comments that you might have to anybody that's in a relationship, and there's just no other way to look at it. It's emotionally destructive. It's destroying them little by little. What do you say?
Yeah, I would just leave them with this, that, you know, God calls us to unconditional love, which includes loving our enemy, but he doesn't call us to unconditional relationship. And so he doesn't call you to have a relationship with your enemy. You might have to be kind to them or pray for them, but when you're in a relationship with someone who is harming you repeatedly, that's not good stewardship of you to allow that to continue to happen. And so you can invite them to change, and I'm so glad this last caller said, hey, my husband invited me to change, and I need now to do the work to change so that we can have a better relationship, so that 10% doesn't poison our whole relationship. And so that's what we need to do, but we can't have this unconditional relationship where we allow someone to continue to harm us or our kids.
Mm, so good. Well, you know, all of what we do here is about transformation. And we think no one is hopeless, that even a blind person, emotionally blind to the impact of your behavior on someone else, even you can open up one eye at a time and see the reality of what you've done and see the hope that's there. And everybody wins when both people in a relationship are trying to change. Nobody wins when one person is demanding the other person change before they can be happy or before they can be fully into the relationship. Nobody wins when there's abuse, when there's criticism, judgment. Nobody wins like that. So the question is, you've listened to the program, what are you going to do? If you're someone who is being beaten down emotionally, the least maybe, get this book. See if there's some insight there. Maybe it's time, you know, rather than demand the other person get counseling, maybe you just go. You find some counseling, some help. And maybe that person leads you to some resources that you didn't know were available. And I'll just say again, if it's so destructive that the kids aren't safe, you need to get those kids to safety and get some help. We're so glad, so grateful to all of you who call us and help us. One of the greatest things that has transformed lives is our marriage workshop, and we're going to be doing it July the 20th in Washington, D.C. People that didn't like each other, people that couldn't stand each other, come back and have relationships they never dreamed possible when they come to the marriage intensive. And that could happen for you too. So if you're in trouble in some way in the relationship, let us help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can tell you about that workshop. It is amazing. We can tell you about folks who want to help you heal right there in your area as part of our counselor network. We can tell you about resources that have been developed that will help you transform. Don't give up on God or hope. God has not given up on you. But sometimes we've got to step out in faith and make that bold, bold move. Remember the proverb, when you wink it wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace, and sometimes we're so afraid to speak the truth that, well, it's hard to do it. But when we finally, but maybe with the help of somebody else, can do it, maybe that's the beginning of things being resolved and the abuse stops. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And right after 4th of July on the 6th is our Everyman's Battle workshop. And so much abuse comes out of the depersonalization and objectification of the woman through pornography. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.